Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
He's like a virus. He just keeps on coming back. And of course, I'm talking about none other than Domingo.
Hey, man. Came all this way. Had to explain. Direct from Domingo. Kelsey's a friend. She's like my sis. But we did hook up, though.
That has quickly become one of the most iconic sketches to come out of the 2020s SNL cast. I feel like SNL is coming back. I feel like they really got their groove back in terms of comedy sketches, and they have stars coming out. Marcelo Hernandez, who plays Domingo, I think is really giving a lot of life back to SNL. So that was a sketch that went really viral a couple of weeks ago when Ariana Grande was on SNL. He plays this guy named Domingo, who apparently hooked up with the bride at the bachelorette party, and then he proceeded to crash the wedding and do a little tune to Espresso, where he reveals that he did in fact hook up with the bride. But now he's back, because over the weekend he decided to crash the bride's baby shower to the tune of Hot to Go.
When was the last time you saw Domingo?
It is today.
D-O-M-I-N-G-O. So this is now becoming a bit. He's probably going to be a recurring character throughout SNL's history. But now he isn't just on Saturday Night Live. He actually got arrested at a Sabrina Carpenter concert in Los Angeles over the weekend. Yeah, so Sabrina has this bit where...
Oh. I was like, dude, what?
Yeah, no. She has this bit where she's on stage and she's like, I have to arrest you for being too sexy. And then the camera goes to some random audience member. And typically it's just some girl from, like, you know, some sophomore in college who's like, me, you're arresting me. But every now and then she'll arrest somebody famous. Like in Atlanta, she arrested Millie Bobby Brown. And in Los Angeles, she had to arrest Domingo, but she had to make sure that she gave him a couple of words to state his case.
Is there anything you want to say before I arrest you, Domingo?
The swag.
Actually, as his character, that's funny.
I'm calling this my Domingo break because I have one more Domingo to talk about.
Are you serious?
It's not Marcelo Hernandez. So quickly, I have to back up and talk about Daniel Craig, because he is teasing who the next James Bond might be. And he dropped a little clue over the weekend, maybe. So on Sunday, Daniel Craig attended the 15th Governor's Awards at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. And of course, he gets up, he's giving some kind of speech, and he says, let's just get something out of the way. He said, if you came here this evening to find out who the next James Bond is, don't look at me, but he might be in the room. And then he goes, I'm just joking. Maybe I'm not. So I'm wondering, are we going to look back on everyone who attended this event and go, Daniel Craig knew that the next James Bond was in that room, and we thought he was joking, or maybe he wasn't joking. But then actually Coleman Domingo ended up getting up on stage and pitched himself. He's like, you know, I know there's a list of phenomenal, handsome, athletic, suave, and debonair actors vying to be the next James Bond. Now, if you're thinking of me, I don't know what to tell you. Bond or Bond villain? You decide. I will leave my headshots on your table. So he may be the next James Bond. We shall see. Okay, SZA is saying that she regrets getting her BBL. I feel like this is not something we hear from people. Like, I think the only people to have been publicly regret their BBLs are maybe the Kardashians. Like, once that body type goes out of style, if it gets a little bit less trendy, they end up, like, reversing their BBLs. But SZA went on the record and said, I didn't need to do that. I looked amazing before. Like, don't get me wrong, I love shaking it now. It looks great. But why did I do that to my body?
I mean, it's brave of her to come out and say that, but I don't know how much. I mean, it's done well for her.
I don't know why she would really like question it.
It's been an asset.
There you go.
To her career.
Yeah, that's it. One, exactly that.
One could say it's only helped her. All right. She says her ex stole her cat out of spite after the breakup and is prepared to do something big in public to retaliate. I've got an update on Zach Bryan and Brianna Chicken Fry's messy breakup on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.